Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show, episode 9090 today. It's August 26th. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kellen. With me, Tim and Ron. You guys say hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
Hey, this is Ron.
So, sort of a special Wednesday episode. I'm out on Friday, so we wanted to get a show in because there's lots of stuff going on, and Ron could also join us today. So, kind of a special because it's also 90, although I feel like 100's really what we're targeting there. But anyways, lots of topics because we have new phones in-house. I think we all have a Galaxy Note 5 on hand. So we're going to talk about those. Got lots to share there. I also have an S6 Edge Plus. And we'll talk just briefly about that. Obviously, there's big S Pen news this week, so we want to make sure we talk about the S Pen. Let's see. We've also got a new Gear S2 sighting, Droid Max 2 pictures, Moto 3 60 second gen pictures from last week, since we didn't have a show last week. Want to talk about that. There's actually some other stuff, too. New Nexus leak, HTC's potential iPhone killer or something. Anyways, so let's start whipping through this stuff. So Galaxy Note 5, obviously it was announced a couple weeks ago. Went hands-on with it then. We went unboxed it. You guys have seen it. You guys kind of know all about it. So, Tim, though, you've been living with this thing for like over a week now, I think. So let's just run through general thoughts that you've had just in the last week and whether or not the Note cult is potentially back.
Oh, yeah. Note cult is back and in full action. So far, one word to describe Note 5 experience is POTY, P-O-T-Y. Phone of the year for me so far. I have yet to, get the X-Play or the Style Pure Edition, whatever we're calling it, the new Moto X, essentially. We have yet to get that here in America. And we still have yet to see what Google has with the Nexus devices. But as of right now, I would say I would pick this over a Galaxy S6 or an S6 Edge. I would pick it over a OnePlus 2. I'd pick it over G4. I would pick it over anything that has come out in 2015 so far. So for me, phone of the year as of right now.
What is it that's got you won over?
Oh, I like that. Good question. Has a killer display. 5.7-inch quad HD Super AMOLED. I mean, when you look up close, and you're looking at icons on the home screen, it looks as if the icons are like attached to the glass. I mean, and everything looks so clear. It's a really gorgeous display. Super bright and everything looks good. Camera, 16 megapixel rear facing. Beautiful camera, just as good as the Galaxy S6. Pretty sure it's the same exact module. So same epicness. Takes great pictures. Battery life way improved over the Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge. That thing would last me, half to three quarters of a day. This will get me through a solid day, and I've been playing a lot of Fallout Shelter, and that soaks up a lot of battery. And so for me, a phone that can take a beating like that is a good thing. Design is fantastic. Feels really good in hand. I love the curve on the back of the glass. Makes it feel real good in hand. So other than, everything is pretty darn good about it. I guess if I had to say if there was something bad about it, I couldn't really name one right off. Maybe if I think real hard about it. But TouchWiz is okay. Performance seems great. But I think Samsung found out what it takes to run Android smoothly. And that's an octa-core processor, 64-bit, with 4 gigs of RAM. If you have that, you can put your skin on top and run Android, and everything seems to perform just fine. So moving forward, if everyone just uses the same exact thing, 4 gigs, 64-bit, octa-core processor, Android should be great. So, yeah, that sucks, but you got to do what you got to do, right? So
a how-to on how to kill jank.
Yeah.
I've been using the S6 Edge. I can't say that. S6 Edge Plus. And I'm like ready to get the review out of the way so I can like join you guys in this Note 5 party. Ron, you've had it for a couple of days or a day or something now. What are your initial thoughts so far?
I like it a lot. So I got to mess around with the S6 for like a week when that came out. And I'm liking this a lot more, actually. So obviously it's a big jump from my 5C, so we can do a little size comparison there. It's substantially bigger. So it's, yeah, I mean, still some of the same quibbles I had with the S6, with like the, again, I think like the fingerprint scanner is like a weird size. So every once in a while, it doesn't get my thumbprint. But it, you know, like Tim was saying, it runs super smooth. Camera on it is great, just like it was in the S6. Yeah, it's running great for me. I'm really liking S-Health. I had never used it before. So like my wife and I, we've been trying to go for jogs and things like that. And so just tracking that stuff, tracking the food I'm eating and all that stuff. Like it's actually really, really full featured, which I just hadn't messed with it on the S6 before. So just doing all that stuff is actually pretty cool. Like I'm actually kind of surprised by how, you know, full feature that is, especially compared to Apple Health, which is just a complete garbage heap and always has been. So it's cool just to have like stuff like that where, like, I think at first when we saw like the heart rate sensor and things like that on the S5, I think that was the first one, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, like that stuff, like I think when we first saw that kind of stuff, we're like, okay, who cares about that? Like whatever. But I think like if you're like as fitness stuff in tangent with wearables have become more popular, I think having that stuff built into the phone, like maybe you won't use it, you know, but if you want to, it's there, which is great. So if I, you know, go for a run with it, it can, you know, obviously I can have it like track my steps and do all that stuff, which is pretty sweet. So
just curious, if you're taking that on runs, like what are you doing with it? Are you holding it? Do you're putting
just
it like
a hold it like a beast.
Okay. I just always fascinates me when people work out with like notes and these giant phones. A lot of people buy like the arm sleeve.
Yeah. My wife really wants it for her.
And they're
for her
so phone. Huge. Well, what is she? Yeah. Does she have a 6 Plus or a 6 or
just
what is
a
she
6? But it's still okay. Giant to like try and slap onto your arm and run with it. So yeah, when I go, I'm normally just carrying my. I've got the dog leash in one arm and then the phone in the other. So.
Yeah, the same way, pretty much. So yeah, I went for a run with the 6 Plus the other day, Edge 6 Plus, whatever the hell it's called, and yeah, it was ridiculous. So are you guys using the S Pen? We'll get into the controversy in a second. I'm always fascinated by people and notes and like the pen. So whenever I've tested a note, I always am like, this pen is awesome, because they improve it usually every year, and I'm always like, I'm going to use this pen a lot and do all this writing and things, and then I never end up using it. Do you guys actually use the S Pen? Like, and if you do, what do you use it for? I'm just curious.
I don't use it probably the way they think you should use it. Like, they want you to, you know, take screenshots from the web and add custom text. Yeah, do a scrapbook of crap. That's not what I do. I was dealing with a friend, and I had to make directions. So we were kind of like in the same location. So instead of just giving him an address, I just said, hey, you just have to walk down the street and take a right. So I just went Google Maps and I drew the little route, and I just emailed the picture to him, and that worked great. I haven't found myself needing to like take a note on the go, so I don't have to, you know, take out the S Pen and while the screen is black and write a note or anything like that. I mean, I don't use it for as much as it can do. So, I mean, I use it, but very sparingly.
Part of me wants to, like, go get a job in a business setting that doesn't have to do with the internet, so I can just write, so I can just have a note and just, like, write in spreadsheets or something. Like, is that what people do?
It's possible.
I always feel like I'm never getting enough out of it. I don't know. And I feel like it's really powerful, and I just don't know what to use it for. I don't.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, the only time I've used it has just been to show my wife what it can do. So that's literally it. And I want it, I want to use it more. Like, I feel like it's got all this utility built in, especially like with like just being able to, you know, just pull it out and then I can start writing a note. Like that's when I saw that demonstrated, I was like, oh, that's really cool being able to do that real quick. But I'm like, I just don't ever want to do that because first of all, I can type faster. Right. And second of all, my handwriting is like, I enjoy my handwriting, but writing on a screen is different than writing on paper. And like, it's like, it depends, like, and it doesn't like the calligraphy one. I think like that one makes handwriting the most legible, at least for my handwriting. And that's not the default when you just pull, like you can't change it. You're stuck with just a little, you know, normal kind of pen shape, which isn't helpful. And I constantly want to put those, like the notes that I'm writing, like if I was going to put them anywhere, it wouldn't be an S note.
Right. I was like, just going to say something about that.
Yeah. Like, I would love the option just to have it be in, like, Google Keep or whatever, but you can't. So it's like, so I guess maybe you can, I wonder if you can do drawing in, like, I think you can do drawing in, like, Evernote. So you could maybe use that. Because Keep doesn't have, like, any drawing stuff, so you can't, even if you wanted to, like, just open Google Keep and just use, you can't. So I just don't know what the, like, that's the hard part, is, like, all the features are cool, but it needs you to have, like, this buy-in to, like,
you have to invest in notes. Samsung's apps, which aren't really that good, so.
No. Like, well, you know what? The S Note is pretty good. It's just I don't know if I'm going to use it anywhere else, you know? Like, or if I even can. Like, is there even a companion app anywhere else?
I don't think so, no.
I think if I have, like, a Samsung tablet, like, yeah, that's it. So it's like I don't foresee doing that. So I wish they would kind of open that up.
Well, I don't even know if they would sync. Like, if you went from a Note 4 to a Note 5, I don't even know if you can, like, type in your little Samsung account and it will pull up your notes. I don't think it has cloud backup. Maybe it does. I haven't used it, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's stuff like that where I'm like, you know, maybe in that scenario, if I'm using all Samsung stuff, maybe that's useful in that case. But other than that, like, it's really just, I do think the scenario is, like Tim was pointing out, like doing that, like with a map, or like if you want to just, like, somebody says something weird in an article and you just want to highlight that part. But it's like, there's so many other ways to do that. And most of them aren't as messy as, like, trying to, like, circle something on your screen and it just makes it look bad. So, like,
yeah, I mean, you could download Sketch and take a screenshot, go into Sketch and, like, draw an arrow or on a map, and it does the same without a pen, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot cleaner. Like, you can do, like, an actual arrow that looks like, you know, not like somebody was, like, hurting you while you were trying to write on there. So.
Oh, the S Pen. It's one of those things I always want to use, and I just can't ever figure it out. We should probably do a post that just says, Note Cult, tell us how you're using your pen and see if we can figure this out.
Yeah, I just don't think that any of them probably really used it all too much. I saw, where was I? I think I was just at the airport a couple of days ago, and I saw some dude whip out his S Pen on a Note 3, I think it was, and I saw in his S Note app, he just had a crap ton of stuff, like, written down, like, a ton of notes and stuff. I just don't see, like, why would I want to read my own handwriting, you know, because I have chicken scratch. Yeah. So, like, I would rather see just clean text and not handwriting. That's me personally, though.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, so if you're using a Samsung keyboard, you can switch to, like, the handwriting mode.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you can't ever switch. Like, you can't ever say, hey, I've written this. Now switch it over to text. Like, try and figure out what I wrote, and I can make adjustments or whatever. Like, you can't do that. But I did just look, so I'm in S Note right now. If you go to Accounts... you can have it sync with your Samsung account or with Evernote.
Okay. Oh, Evernote. So, there you go.
Yeah, so that's actually pretty cool because then you could potentially have your notes everywhere. I'm assuming you're going to probably want to have, like, one of their plans because it's probably going to be image uploads. But
which would take up everything, yeah.
Yeah, but they're relatively cheap, and if you're already using Evernote for everything else, that's actually pretty cool that you can sync everything like that. That is actually a lot more appealing to me.
Yeah, now that we know that.
secret.
No, I was using Evernote for a while. I just haven't used it much lately. But this is completely random. I think someone just sent me pictures of the new Nest thermostat. Shh. Oh yeah, they totally did. Yeah, look at that. Anyways, we'll come back to that maybe. Okay, so do we want to talk about the S Pen controversy briefly?
It's not a controversy. Samsung really screwed up, and
it's bad design.
Yeah, it's not. Right.
Let's back up. Yeah. So this thing erupted yesterday, and people started inserting S Pens in the wrong way with the butt end first, and they get stuck because Samsung for some reason didn't think design wise to put maybe a slightly bigger end so that you can't insert it in the wrong way. Anyways, people are doing it with little resistance, and when they do that, there's a little latch inside the phone that catches the pen top, and then you can't pull it back out. And if you do, you potentially break pieces of the phone inside, like the sensor, I think, that recognizes when you pull the pen in and out and things like that. I don't think it completely renders anything useless other than that sensor, right? I mean, like, you can still, like, use your pen and draw on your phone. It's just that sensor. Yeah, that sensor.
You can't use the screen off thing. anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So you can't really use that. So it does break a couple of things. And it's, yeah, it's a pretty bad design error on Samsung's part. And they apparently knew about it because in the user manual, which obviously no one reads, it says, like, don't insert this backwards or you could break functionality or something along those lines. Actually, I have it right here.
You could, like, damage your phone. That's all it says, just damage your phone.
Yeah, it says, be sure to insert your S Pen with the nib pointed inward. They actually did call it nib, by the way. Inserting the S Pen the wrong way can cause it to become stuck and can damage the pen and your phone. So, yeah. So they're aware of it, and it took off on the internet, and now everyone's made this huge deal out of it. And don't get me wrong, it's an issue that shouldn't even be an issue, but, like, isn't this going to affect, like, 150 people total in the world, outside of the 50 idiot journalists that all decided to try it to prove if you could do it or not and take pictures of it and watermark them? I mean, it's just so stupid. Tim, you were about to say something before we got started, so I want to let you go before I keep going off.
Yeah, I really don't think it's anyone's fault for sticking their pen into the Note 5 backwards. Companies such as, you know, Samsung, who make consumer products, need to protect idiots from themselves. You have to, like, idiot-proof a product, and they didn't even try, it seems like, with the Note 5. It's so easy. I mean, just think about it. It's so easy. Sure, you know, anyone could drop their phone in water or something until they destroy it, but the fact that you can just take out the S Pen and stick it in backwards and break your device seems a little ridiculous. How hard could it have been to prevent that? You know, just make something to where, you know, the back end won't go in all the way, or just some type of mechanism, or put a system in place to where users can't do that. I don't know, you know, you're sticking in backwards and the phone, like, flashes, like, whoa, don't do that, you know, you're being silly. And just something. Like I said, you have to, people are super destructive, and, you know, we knew what would happen, yet people decided to stick it in anyway and get their S Pen stuck. I mean, for some reason, humans are just not all that bright sometimes. People do make mistakes. For example, I mean, it's so easy to stick in the backside into the device. A child, you know, who love playing with Note phones because it has a pen, you know, like, I've let my niece and nephew, like, color on the Note 4 back in the day, and it wasn't a problem, but they are young. They couldn't make an error and simply stick the stylus in the wrong way, and then you got a broken phone. So I think Samsung should have foreseen this, and apparently they did. They just decided not to do anything about it. And so really, I think it's Samsung's fault. If you stick the S Pen in backwards, sure, you might be, you know, not super bright, but at the same time, I don't think it's entirely your fault, and I think Samsung should do something to correct it. I don't know if they have to go hardware level and, like, change anything in the manufacturing process, but I at least think they should allow people to pay $50, $100 to get a replacement device. I mean, because having a Note phone with no S Pen functionality is pointless. I mean, you at least want the ability. Even if you aren't going to use the S Pen, you should have the ability to use it if you choose to. So replace people's Note 5s for a small fee and be done with it. And then do something in the software to say, hey, you're sticking it in wrong. That's what, you know, all that. That's what she said. But yeah, all that good stuff. So I think it's someone said in the chat 80% Samsung's fault, 20% user error fault, and I totally agree with that. I mean, you have to knowingly, willingly stick it in the wrong way. So
I feel like there's, like, I was thinking back to when I had my, what was that thing called? Touch Pro 2, which had a stylus on it too. And just, like, messing around with that phone, and, like, it has a stylus, has a slide-out keyboard, you could put different ROMs on it. Like, that was how I first got into, like, hacking my phone and screwing around with it, even though it was Windows Mobile, which was a good, like, intro, so I could start doing that with Android phones. Like, I feel like with a phone like the Note, like, it's, like, you know, it's locked down and all that stuff, but, like, it's a tinkerer's phone. Like, that's why, like, the Note has always been that, right? Like, having, at least historically, like, having SD card slot and, you know, removable backs and, like, all that, and obviously, like, stylus. Like, it's the phone for somebody that, like, wants to mess around with stuff, that likes doing that. And Android as an operating system is something where people like to mess around with things, and sometimes you break things and then you go and fix them. But, like, to have something like this where it's like there's no reason why the silo for the pen had to be you know, the same size the entire way down. Like, it could have slimmed for the tip, and that would have easily stopped somebody from putting it in all the way, and then you just make it so that it you know, I think if you do something like that, you know, if nothing else, obviously changing the actual size at the end of it would do it, but they obviously wanted to be able to click out, which is, I like that. I like that they have that. But, you know, there's different ways to go about fixing this, and I think they probably should have been a little bit more cognizant of that and, you know, done something instead of like saying, oh, let's print something in the manual that nobody reads. Let's say, let's actually do something about this and fix this. Like, this is the company that, you know, they had their, what I forget which tablet it was, but they were coming out with a tablet. And then I think it's CTIA or whatever that is, like the iPad 2 had come out and it was a lot thinner. And so they like, within like 3 weeks or something like that, they came out with like a slimmer version of it. Like, that's the company that we're talking about. Like, they should have recognized this and gone, oh, let's fix it. Like, let's, you know, let's make this a lot better, because it's a phone for people that are using an operating system that's known for tinkering and with a device that historically is for tinkerers. So they're going to mess around with stuff like that, especially if you have something that, like, I can, like you said, Tim, like a kid messing with it, 100% I can see that happening. But even just like mindlessly accidentally putting it in the wrong way, like, I can also see that happening. You should probably notice, because you're going to have to slide it and feel the tip. It's like, you should notice at some point. But, you know, all that to say, I think it's something that could have been avoidable. And it's, you know, obviously it's people's fault if they decide to do it. But I think there should be some leeway there, just because people mess with stuff. Like, that's what you do with phones. Like, if you think about, like, the original Droid, like, how much time did you spend just sliding the keyboard out and clicking on the keys, even if you weren't doing anything? Like, that's just what you do with phones. That's what gadgets are.
And I could see somebody, like, Tim has done, like, a video or two, and I think maybe I said it too, like, how it has a clickable end. Like, I could just see somebody, like, who's into, like, things like that, like, just sliding their pen inside and out, flipping it over and in and out, like, just as, like, a boredom thing, even just, like, and it could get stuck. I mean, I don't know, like, who gets what percentage of blame. It just shouldn't have even happened. Like, Samsung should have thought about this ahead of time. And if they knew about it, they certainly shouldn't have released a phone that you could just slide. And like you just said, Ron, how they could have slimmed the channel in there or something so that it doesn't even go far enough to hit that latch that makes it get stuck. It just shouldn't be possible. And the fact that they're aware. Oh, and so yesterday, I don't think we mentioned this, but they released a statement that said, basically, we just encourage everyone to read the user manual and not do that. That's just not really, like, acceptable as an answer. Like,
that's kind of a BS.
It's like telling somebody to read the end user license agreement. Like, everybody knows, nobody reads it. So don't put something in there that I need to know.
Right. And people have been really, it's been a funny topic in that people are really vocal about it. Like, most people, actually, I don't know about most people. A lot of people are like, idiots shouldn't put it in the wrong way, right? Like, that's kind of like the first reaction is like, you're an idiot if you're putting it in backwards. Why don't you just put it in the right way? But like you guys just mentioned, you could hand your phone to your kid and they're messing around and they stick it in backwards. Totally could happen. It could be dark and you drop your pen on the ground and you pick it back up and you just slide it in with no light and it goes in the wrong way and you're screwed. Like, because of the one time potentially, right? You drop your pen somewhere and just grab it quickly and throw it in, it shouldn't then ruin your $800 phone. Like, that shouldn't even be an option. And while I get we can all point out the fact that, yes, it seems really dumb that anyone would stick a pen in backwards, the fact that it can happen is the problem. And that's why there's a lot of blame here on Samsung. It's just stupid. Like, I'm sick of talking about it because, like, the amount of coverage it's gotten is pretty dumb, because the number of cases of this potentially happening are probably pretty small. But the fact that there is even a chance that these could happen without someone, like, crazily forcing, like, the pen in backwards, like, it's just, it shouldn't happen, Samsung. It shouldn't have even been an opportunity to happen. So it's there, though. And now there's S Pen Gate or whatever people... I like going Gauzy, yeah. I like going Gauzy on everything instead of Gate. It's so much more fun. So anyway, that happened, and it's everywhere. And now people are, like, doing it on purpose to see if people actually know what they're talking about because they don't believe it, and then it happens, and you just go, dumbass. Like, what? It's just crazy. It's been a long day and a half talking about S Pens. Anyways, I think we're all in agreement that the phone's really great.
It's a great phone. In
the correct way.
Just don't use the S Pen.
Yeah. Well, and I think another thing too, like, it's a giant phone with glass front and back, and I know it's a concern for some people that aren't used to having that. It's actually super grippable. Like, I've been surprised with how casually I've been, like, just grabbing it and carrying it around with me. And, you know, obviously that'll depend on, you know, your actual hand size. So if you're a lady, you tend to have smaller hands. That might be a little bit more difficult, but
pocket size too for the pants. It doesn't fit the skinny jeans.
But it fits fine in my shorts, so I haven't noticed. But like, you know, it's actually for the glass, like it actually is pretty grippable. And I'm used to that coming from like my 4S, where I would just throw that around all the time. So, but it's actually pretty grippable. It feels pretty good in the hand, especially with the curved back. That makes it super easy to hold.
Back curve could be like such a big design like benefit.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it'd be a big deal. And I do, honestly, I do miss the curve on the front that the S6 had around the edges. Like it's there a little bit, but it's not as stark as it was in the S6. So I do miss that a little bit. But like, you know, it fits well in the hand. I can't reach everything on the screen here, but I can pretty easily reach everything with a little shimmy, which is all I want to do. So it's, you know, it's a giant phone, but the bezels are just, they're tiny on this
thing. They're super tiny. When I saw those the first time, I just went, oh my God, this thing is all screen.
Yeah. And if you're concerned about it, like if you're thinking maybe I want to go, no, maybe you're waiting around or whatever and you're worried about, TouchWiz, obviously there's a material thing you can get, so you can, that'll change things up a little bit. And one of my favorite things that you can't do on stock Lollipop, you can actually turn off notifications. Like you can turn that stuff off, like no vibrate, no noise, no nothing in TouchWiz. I can't do that on the Moto X, and it drives me and my wife crazy because it's just sitting there buzzing the entire time. I'm like, well, I wish you would stop. I wish I could just turn that off. I don't know why they removed that. Maybe it's going to be back in Marshmallow final build. Who knows? But like there are some good things about TouchWiz. Like, you know, I can say that like it doesn't bother me as much as it used to, just because there's so much of it that you can turn off and tone down. And they have, like I said earlier, they have great stuff like S-Health and things like that that just make it great, even if you're not going to use the S-Pen.
Yeah, I really want to go back to the Note 5. I just need to get rid of this giant gold thing over here with slanted front panels. Oh, yeah, let me talk about that real quick. So I have this S6 Edge Plus, and it's a fine phone. I just, like the regular S6 Edge, the Edge thing's just not necessarily for me. And this is just a bigger version of that, so not a bad phone by any means. Camera's still amazing. It has that same build that you guys are talking about. But after holding the Note 5 with its curved backside and then holding this, which is like the opposite, it's not really that comfortable to hold. I don't know. It's a fine phone. Like if you like just cool design with the slanted edges and stuff, sure, it'd be a good phone. Battery life seems decent. Anyways, S6 Edge Plus. It's just a big S6 Edge, so. There's not really much to talk about there.
That is the one thing I don't like about the Note is, like, from the front, it looks like every single other Note. Mm-hmm. It just looks like a giant slab. Like, there's nothing special about it. So that's the one thing I dislike about it, which I think, like, if you are looking to get a giant phone, aren't going to use the S Pen, you don't mind holding the Edge, S6 Edge Plus, which is a horrible name, and you want something that looks a little different, like, it does look different. So if you care about the, you know, how your phone looks when it's sitting with the screen up, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, and there's no pen to stick in backwards on this Edge Plus thing.
Don't have to worry about it. Just have to worry about those jagged edges.
So I've never, one of the features, same thing with the regular S6 Edges, you know, you put it face down and then when somebody calls you, it lights
up. Does anybody use that?
Who puts their phone face down? And it's like, this is a giant glass piece too, like, I don't want to scratch this. I know it's Gorilla Glass 18 or whatever the hell the newest version is, but like that scares me. Yeah, who puts their phone face down?
Yeah, and when is it at an angle where it's face down and you can like? I just don't know who's using it. Like,
and who makes phone calls? Well, some people do. anyways, good stuff. Let's see. Okay, so in other Samsung news, one of their executives went on Instagram yesterday. He's one of their designers or something, I think, and posted a picture of himself wearing the Gear S2, and he used the hashtag next level. I don't know why I find that so funny, but I do. Oh, boy. And he dressed it up with his little leather rope bracelet. People got really excited. It's a nice looking watch, the Gear S2. I don't know if I mentioned the name. It's coming at IFA, so that's next week for those wondering. IFA, I don't know what IFA stands for, IFA, but it's in Berlin every year, and it's a big tech conference. Usually the Note's unveiled there, but they had to push up the launch date of that because of Apple. So, yeah. You guys want this Gear S2 thing? like, assuming you guys love the Note 5 so much, you're going to dedicate your life to the Note cult, you could own the Gear S2 because it'll work. Interested?
I'm interested.
So. Super. I'm interested. I think it looks pretty cool. I won't really mind as much that it only runs Tizen, just because, you know, I will have a Samsung device, but at the same time, I mean, I'm kind of waiting for the Huawei watch. Like, we don't have, like, any news of it, but I have a feeling, I mean, it's got to be coming soon, right? So, I'm more excited about that than I am the Gear S2.
The Huawei watch that was announced 10 months ago. Yeah, the Gear S2.
That was announced so long ago.
Yeah, so Huawei's been teasing on, like, Google Plus and Facebook, I think. Their watch for IFA, they're showing this silhouette of the round watch. I can't remember what the quote on it is, but they're basically saying, like, it's going to be unveiled soon. And it's like, you guys already unveiled this thing in February.
That's right. It was all the way back then.
Yeah, it was at MWC, so kind of crazy.
Man.
And we have a new Moto 360 coming too.
Yeah.
Lots of
yeah,
nice
but it looks like it's got the looks like it's got the little black bar.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
About how, like, that was the one, like, I feel like everybody, like, out of, like, as time went on, like, and battery life got better with the 360, like, everybody's pretty like, this is probably the best looking Wear watch. Only thing that I'd change is the black bar, and then they decided to keep the stupid thing. Like,
it's
what?
Back. Yeah, so last week, Tim wrote this up. There was a bunch of people were, like, running down Motorola employees in the streets of Chicago or something, like, snapping so photos of their wrists. What happened? We got a bunch of pictures, though, right?
Yeah, apparently a couple Motorola employees, possibly engineers, something along those lines, just were wearing the watch out and about in the streets of Chicago. One looked to be at a farmer's market. The other one looked to be in a subway. People are weird, and they probably took the S Pen out of their Note 5, stuck it in the backwards, and decided to take some pictures of these people's wrists without them, like, trying to realize, you know, like, instead I would have just been like, yo, hey, I see you got that watch there. You mind if I take a quick peek at that? But nope, so they just wanted to be creepers. I think, you know, maybe me personally, it could have been intentional leak, but so what we have is same Moto 360 we've been seeing since, what was it, March or something like that? Where Lenovo CEO leaked out that large case of Moto 360 V2 second gen 2015 smartwatch.
I feel like it was like last year. Like
it was in March.
It was a long time ago. It was
a long time ago because it was, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's it. So we've got the power button in the 2 o'clock position, just as it is on the Huawei watch, if I'm not mistaken. And, I mean, that's about it. We still got the black flat tire, black bar for the ambient light
sensor.
Well,
it's got lugs this time around.
Oh, yes, and it's got the lugs. So they did change the design up quite a bit, I'm personally a little turned off by it. I really like the single circle face and super minimal, classy.
With the strap coming underneath.
Yeah, it goes well with any band. For example, if you only have that silver kind of casing around the face, a lot more bands, I think, can go with it. But when you add in the lugs, too, the lugs also need to kind of go with the bands or links that you decide to put on. So it kind of limits your choices in terms of what you might want to use in terms of customizing with the bands. So me, personally, I'm not the biggest fan. I think I'll be lining up for the Huawei watch. I doubt I'll be lining up for it. I'll probably just order it online or something. But I'm definitely excited for the Huawei watch a little bit more.
Yeah, this thing, out of the three, Huawei, Gear S2, and Moto 360, I never thought I'd say this, but the Moto 360 is probably the worst looking of the three.
Oh.
Of the three? What do we got? Oh, the S2. You're talking about Gear S2.
Gear S2, Huawei Watch, and the new 360.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the new 360 has the worst body, and then the Huawei one has the worst software, because the watch faces are so gaudy.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. You're okay. I mean, you
maybe they've changed a bunch, though. You know what I mean? Like, they've had like a year and a half to fix it.
Yeah, well, like from the initial stuff that they showed, I haven't looked at a lot of it since, but like it was super, super gaudy, like trying to look like they were really expensive Rolexes or whatever, like with the watch faces. And I don't like that aesthetic. Maybe some people do. I like the more minimal looks. Like a lot of the stuff that Motorola had, I thought looked really nice and classy and simple. I don't want something that looks like it, like with shadows and all this other crap. Like, I don't want something trying to pretend like
fake
it's an actual watch. Yeah, like, I don't need that. Like, it's
well, then you can just download a third-party watch face from Google Play and call it a day.
Sure. So, out of them, though, like, I think I'm most excited for the S2, just, like, with the potential for it to, like, I think it actually, from what we've seen, anyway, I think it looks like a smart-looking watch. It doesn't look like a gigantic smartwatch, which is nice. Like, I feel like it looks like a normal, relatively normal watch. And I'm excited to see if they've done some major improvements with the software, because, like, you know, just it's been a little while since we've seen a Samsung watch. Out of all the designs they've had, this one looks the nicest.
Mm-hmm.
So if it has, like, pretty cool integration with, you know, obviously it's probably going to be tied to a Samsung phone, but if you already have a Samsung phone anyway, I could see them, you know, if it's actually performs as well as it looks like it does, then that looks pretty promising.
Yeah, what are the chances that Samsung's figured out a smartwatch operating system, like, better than Google or Apple? You know, because it won't really be, well, it could be like Apple's, but it's probably not going to be like Android Wear.
It looks like a mixture between the two, because, like, Android Wear, you can get a launcher or whatever, but, like, that's not how you normally run apps on there, and then the Apple launcher is kind of crazy horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks like a in-between, like, because it looks like it's got two buttons on the right side and then nothing on the left, it looks like. So I'm assuming you just kind of cycle through apps in that little UI that it has, which that makes sense, that looks easy to use. So I don't know how you're going to select them, though, because it looks like there's just an up and down, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you tap the screen to select the one that you're...
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you rotate and tap. I have no idea.
I do like the rotating bezel idea. I think that's really cool.
That makes sense, yeah. Like, building off of, like, what a watch looks like, having it around, like, that doesn't
make sense. And there are actual watches with rotating bezels, which is cool.
So. Yes.
Well, and, you know, a rotating bezel is a lot easier to grab than, like, a tiny little digital crown thingy. So.
Yeah, the digital crown, have you guys messed with Apple Watches at all?
Oh, yeah, there's one right here.
Oh, yeah, you've got one.
Somewhere over there.
So when I was in New York, we did a try-on. And I actually liked the digital crown. I felt that was, like, for the use cases that it has for scrolling through things or whatever. But there's just, yeah, there's a lot of it that's just weird about, like, that's the thing. Like, it's a new technology. So I'm interested to see Samsung doing something different from Android Wear, different from, you know, it's still stuck on their own platform, which has its negatives. But if they do a really good watch, you know, that'd be cool. That'd be cool to see.
I mean, it at least it's something different, yeah, I guess, outside of what Google's doing. Not that Google's platform is bad. It's just...
No, but I don't think anybody would say that having an Android Wear watch is something you feel like you need to have at this point either.
Yeah, no, we're still at that point, right, where we're still deciding if we actually need any of this stuff. So Android Wear, who was at CNET, reported yesterday that at IFA, we should get one from Motorola, LG, Huawei, and Asus. And then obviously Samsung's, but that runs Tizen. So potentially five smartwatches from pretty major companies there. So apparently IFA, now that, you know, the Note and all that stuff's already been announced and Motorola's already announced everything, it's like IFA's going to be the Android Wear show.
It's interesting that Asus is supposed to, because didn't they have the Zen Watch 2 already?
Yeah, they already announced it, but maybe it'll finally be ready. You can't buy it.
Could be.
Yeah, they just announced it, but so they'll probably have it on display and they'll announce when it's available and things like that. And then LG, we don't really know. Although someone sent me FCC listings for LG watches that had CDMA radios in them, and they were rectangular. So maybe LG's ditching the round form factor and putting 3G radios in.
Good luck.
Kind of hope to. Yeah, that sounds bad.
I wish HTC would put out an Android Wear watch. You know, like a well-designed, classy...
giant HTC bar at the bottom.
Well... Guys, I have the HTC watch right here.
I like that. Careful, man. You're going to get some people pissed off, and they're going to start hounding us on Twitter.
Oh, God. I pissed off some people yesterday. It was pretty great. We'll get to that in a second.
This tweet is embarrassing.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So outside of Moto 360, source of ours sent us pictures of what's the droid, what's going to be the Droid Max 2, which is essentially the Moto X Play for the U.S. since the Moto X Play is not coming to the U.S. At least for a while, if ever. So Verizon apparently has an exclusive on it, and it's called the Droid Max 2, and it's a Moto X Play. There's absolutely nothing different about it other than it has Verizon and Droid branding at the bottom. We don't know if you're going to be able to Moto Maker it, but we have seen some colors like neon green backs, covers, and things like that. It looks like a nice phone. I mean, it's just like the Moto X Play, which we can't get a hold of. I've been trying obsessively. Tim's like, why do you want this phone so bad? Like, I've been trying obsessively to get the Canadian version, except Canada, sorry, is like the worst wireless country in the world, I think. Like, we think we have it bad. Like, Canada, like, nothing is sold unlocked. The carriers are terrible and evil and make you sign, like, 3-year contracts and things, and they overprice everything, and they carrier lock. It's crazy. So anyways, Droid Max 2 has that 5.5-inch 1080p display and a Snapdragon 615, a 2GB of RAM, and a 21-megapixel camera, and a 3630 milliamp hour battery, and all that good stuff. So we still don't know when it's coming, but it's probably going to be here fairly soon, because the pictures we have are of a retail, what looks like a retail unit. There's no, like, engineer markings as if it's a prototype. It's all loaded up with Verizon software, so should be here soon.
For a turbo phone, I think it looks pretty good. Well, not a turbo. Did I just say turbo?
You meant Droid.
For a Droid phone, it looks pretty good. I think it's like the best looking Droid phone that we've had in a while. It doesn't have frickin' ballistic mesh backside carbon fiber crap. It just looks like a regular phone.
It doesn't have capacitive buttons. It has on-screen buttons.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So exciting.
Yeah, that looked weird. Like when I first saw when you were tweeting out images, I was like, wait, is that a Droid?
Yes, capacitive.
No capacitive buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we've complained about the last couple of Droid phones, like the Turbo.
It's so crazy that they're still doing that, because, I mean, capacitive since what, like since ICS on phones, right? It's been on-screen.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of started with honeycomb and tablets, and then went to ice cream sandwich. It's been a while, yes. I can't even be, probably 2012-ish, somewhere around.
Something like that. So the idea that we still had phones, that's just crazy to me. I mean, obviously,
that's clearly like Verizon was telling Motorola, we want capacitive buttons, because all of Motorola's other phones didn't have them except that one, the Turbo. Mm-hmm. And there's also apparently a Turbo 2 coming, although the Turbo 2, I don't know, is it just going to be a Moto X Peer with Droid branding? Not sure how that's going to work. And hopefully it has capacitive buttons. So, yeah. I get the feeling that Motorola said, we're not going to make you a whole brand new phone. You can just have this exclusive on this Max thing. And they went, okay.
Or maybe Lenovo said that.
Yeah, Lenovo. Probably.
Probably.
So anyways, that's coming. I'd imagine soon. We haven't heard anything from Verizon or Motorola as to when, but it's got to be fairly soon. Maybe we're waiting for the Turbo to get ready before they release this Max 2, because we haven't seen this new Turbo 2 anywhere. Just this Max 2 has been floating around. So, all right. Okay. So let's talk about HTC for a minute. So 2 days ago, this render of a supposed HTC phone surfaced, and we sent it to each other and laughed at it because it looked like a Photoshopped iPhone 6 with an HTC logo in the middle, and then the circular camera housing slid over into the center. And we mocked it and clowned it because we were like, this is a terrible Photoshop job. Why are people passing this around as like a potential story? And then like hours later, photos surfaced on Weibo that were of this phone, like next to an iPhone. And everyone thinks it's real. And like, I hope that it's not, for HTC's sake. Basically, it looks like an iPhone 6 with the centered circular camera lens and a same flash and then an HTC logo in the middle. And even the front looks like an iPhone. Like, it's the all-black glass, like, cascading around the edges, just like... Hey, I just happen to have one right here. Just like this. It looks just like this in the picture, except it has an HTC logo and probably a black bar with boom sound or whatever. But, like, it looks identical. And so, anyways, I posted it up, and I wasn't very nice because I think it's, like, embarrassing that HTC is going to potentially put out an iPhone clone as their next flagship, and people got kind of mad.
You mad, bro? I think it's kind of a good idea. I mean, if they have the deal in place with Apple where HTC can pretty much just make an iPhone but have it run Android, I think that's kind of cool.
It's so bad. And so everyone's
saying, lazy, and it goes against everything they've ever talked about in marketing material. Like, we design awesome phones. Like, not anymore, I guess.
And so everyone's argument back at me with plenty of saliva is, like, they did the white bars first with the M7. And like, I get that. The iPhone 6 has these white bars, and HTC did a couple years ago. But, like, that's not the point. Like, the point is that the phone looks like an iPhone 6. Like, the flatness of it, the camera housing and flash are identical to this iPhone 6, outside of the microphone placement on the back. It just looks like an iPhone, I'm sorry. And then the front doesn't look anything like any previous HTC phone, because they all had, like, metal wrapping around to show off, like, this stupid boom sound thing. This is just, like, a perfectly rounded, smooth, black glass front, just like an iPhone. Like, I'm sorry, people, that you like HTC's One M7, or you just hate Apple so much you just can't see the fact that this looks exactly like an iPhone. I don't know.
Wouldn't be the first time they copied Apple, so it's fine.
You know what was funny? A bunch of people pointed out the fact that they signed an agreement with Apple that was... because Apple sued them. I can't remember what it was for. Was it, like, pinch to zoom or something? I can't remember.
Well, that was the first thing they copied. I don't think there was a lawsuit over that. I think it was over their... they used the same method for pulling apps, like if there was a phone number, to make it tappable. They used the exact same method that Apple did. I think that's what the lawsuit was over.
Yeah, but then they signed some sort of agreement with Apple, right? Like some sort of licensing deal. I don't know. But everyone's like, oh, since they signed that, they can just like copy Apple at will. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, that might apply to some copyrights, maybe, potentially, but that does not apply to trademarks, which is what Samsung got in trouble for.
Right.
So they could potentially get in trouble if this is real. But I saw somebody else, I think this morning on Twitter I saw it, where somebody else, like, literally in Photoshop took an iPhone and just moved some stuff around and made it look exactly like that alleged phone. So, because it does look like the lines are, I don't know if they're in the exact same place, but they're very, very similar places.
Pretty much, yeah. I hope this isn't real. We don't know if it's real, so... Yeah,
who knows? I don't know. If it is, like,
HTC, dude. I mean, we've been calling this, I think, for like 3 years now, just kind of waiting. I think if their stock price goes any lower, we could see just someone snatch them up. Why not?
Them and Twitter. Think about that.
No one's gonna buy HTC. What are you gonna buy them for?
We could have a Twitter phone, guys.
Just
Twitter
their phone. Design team, I guess. I don't know.
Like, who's left?
Warehouse of unused M8s and M9s.
They ran a deal earlier this week where they were giving away a $100 Google Play credit if you bought an M9. Like, that's not actually a deal.
No, it's a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They made it a solid tablet, you know. The next
I was literally just thinking that.
Yeah, they. I like.
People really
like
hate that tablet. I know, like, we don't mind it, but a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's a nice tablet.
It's got a mixture of like janky software, and the Tegra processor just doesn't seem all that good.
Yeah, and it was expensive.
It was, yeah, for a plastic tablet when everything else they make is metal and.
Right. Yeah. There wasn't anything like really different about it, especially when you could get a Shield that was a comparable size for, you know, that actually had some extra stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, enough HTC. Well, we'll find out soon. I'd imagine that phone. It's weird because it looks like it's in some sort of like meeting environment where people are like comparing it to phones and things like that. Like it's
like the iPhone.
Phrase like that.
Listen, guys, we need to move these lines down a little bit further.
It's not quite lining up with this iPhone. Yeah. All right. Big Huawei Nexus potential leak. So this thing's sparked a million memes already. It's pretty funny. So Huawei Nexus shows up and it looks like all these manufactured renders that we saw a while ago, but the phone actually was shown booted up on the at least the boot screen, and it referenced Angler, which is the code name it's apparently running under. And it's an interesting design. It has a sort of black circular, rectangularly circular, I don't even know how to explain that, bar at the top that holds the camera and flash. There's a fingerprint sensor in the middle. It says Nexus and Huawei. And it's basically kind of like a Droid X. More modernized Droid X.
Like a rounded Droid X.
Yeah, like a smoothed out, rounded, modernized Droid X with front-facing speakers and things like that. I don't know if I love it or hate it, or if I just don't really care. It's a weird-looking phone, though.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Is that it?
Tim.
What? You want me to talk about the Huawei phone? I thought we were talking about, I thought Ron was giving his opinion.
I think that was it.
Okay.
What else is there to say?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, look, it's metal, so it looks like an HTC One. It's metal, and it's got a little thing on it. Like, I don't know. The one thing I don't like about it, I can say this unequivocally, is that I'm tired of phones with giant humps. I can say that. Like, that is annoying to me. I'm glad that this one looks like it's actually, like, it'll cover the entire phone, so it won't wobble. Like the iPhone 6 and some other phones. Like, actually, the Note, the hump on it is pretty small, so it doesn't wobble.
Can we confirm that it's a hump?
It's a hump. Look at it.
Is it really confirmed, though?
Picture. It looks like looks like the phone with a case maybe on it. You can definitely tell in the black.
It looks like there's shadow going on.
There's shadow around the silver one. Yeah, I mean, it might not be a big hump, but it's a hump.
I don't know. See, I don't agree, because if you recall the renders that we saw, I think it was like a... What?
Did those not have humps? I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't really show that it's a hump. You know, I'm sure that in the render that they made, maybe it's hard to measure in, like if there's like a kind of an adjustment or like a raise in the back body. I honestly, seriously doubt that Google is putting out a phone with a hump. I don't believe it, and there's no point in for there to be a hump all the way across. Sure, like the Nexus 5 had a little bit of a raise with the camera. I don't see this phone having a hump. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm being too positive or optimistic, but I don't see the hump. I think it's just a weird angle, maybe. I think it's just like that bar thing is just a weird design.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the renders, and it looks...
It's like a slope.
Yeah, it looks a lot more subtle in the renders than it does in these pictures.
Right. Yeah. We'll definitely find out soon, but I'm going to stick with this phone does not have a hump. It just has a weird like black bar going across the design, like it's a weird like touch of, you know, contrast on the metallic body or something, but
it's got a little something. Like there's it's definitely not as pronounced as the Droid X for sure. It's not like that. So, but like the LG one, that one definitely has a camera hump.
Yeah, that one definitely has like a camera nipple hump.
Yeah, which I don't know why we have to keep having that. Like if you have to have it for some reason because you need the space for the optics, like try and make it as subtle as possible, I guess. Like,
well, I'm with you. If you need it, for the camera because it has to hold a giant camera sensor, then at least make it flush and just give us more battery. Like, I'll take more battery if that'll make it flush. So, yeah, because I know what you're saying. When you put a phone down and there's any sort of little hump and you touch it and it wobbles while it's on a desk, it drives me nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, it doesn't look like it'll do that because if it is a hump, it's all the way across, but... Yeah, the new Nexus 5 from LG or whatever, it very well might do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about this phone. It, like I said, I don't know if I like it or hate it or... I guess it's one of those I need to see in person, not this like prototype that's kind of blurry.
Well, and what do you guys... So it looks like both of them might have fingerprint sensors on the back. What do you guys think about that?
We saw that coming, right? I mean, with Android M's native support for fingerprint reading, makes complete sense that they'd have some odd circular sensors on the back. What?
I said, and with the Nexus 6, like, they were going to have something there, right?
They were going to put in the dimple,
Yeah, I believe it was, Rick Osterlo who said that, or was that Dennis?
I think it was Dennis. Well, I think they both said it, actually. So I kind of like the idea. Well, I think Tim mentioned this on a show, I think, a couple weeks ago, like the HTC One Max, the phone that no one remembers, it had one on the back, but it was a swipe, and so it was terrible. This thing, like when you pick your phone up, like one of your fingers is kind of there. Like that's what was so great about Motorola's when they started putting that dimple in there, is if you owned one of those Moto X's or, you know, Nexus 6, like when you picked it up, you found your finger kind of resting in that spot. And so I think I have one of those.
But the X is so small, like, like if you hold up next, like it fits right there. But like if you hold up a phone like the size of the Note, like where, like that's probably about the size.
Full on grip, yeah.
Yeah, like when I pick this up, like this is my grip when I actually pick it up. Yeah. And like then I have to like do some weird like maneuvering, I guess. Like it's just, I don't know. That's a great spot for it, especially because you can't see it. Like having it on the front, I think makes a lot of sense because it's like, oh, where do I put my thumb or my finger? Right there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that is going to be the thing. You're going to have to get used to, you're either going to have to look at your hand every time to see if your finger's in the right spot, or I guess hopefully you can just get a feel for that. I don't know, Tim, you were you a fan of the LG button placement? Like, did you ever get used
to that? That's what I was thinking
about. I'm a big fan of that. I think it feels pretty good. You know, like, you mean on like the G4 and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, I kind of like that. I, you know, more so like, say, you know, if I'm out walking the dogs, I have the phone in my pocket with the phone's display facing like on my leg. Then I can just kind of reach in or reach outside of my pocket and like feel volume up, volume down when I'm listening to music or something. I enjoy the button placement.
Okay. I was just found, maybe I just didn't use enough LG phones for a long enough time, but I was found like I pulled it out of my pocket. Sometimes I look to see where the button was, or I was like dragging my finger up and down trying to find the sweet spot. But I think it makes sense to have a fingerprint sensor back there, but I think we're also used to them being, where your thumb would be. So it'll probably take a little practice, but I imagine it'd probably be a good spot.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh boy, so I was gone when this happened. The BlackBerry Venice, you guys want to talk about this real quick?
Yes.
The BlackBerry Venice is, I actually know almost nothing about this phone except that it's apparently runs Android and it's a slider, and people got really, really excited about it.
That's all you need to know. What else is there?
And it also seems to have kind of a Galaxy S6 Edge thing going on a little bit there, maybe? Or is that just...
I think it is.
There's like a slant to the edges, right?
Scrolling.
That's what I'm saying.
Where is
I
this?
Do people really want?
Yeah.
A BlackBerry? Why?
I think it looks kind of cool.
You can't get a portrait slider anymore.
This is true. You cannot get a portrait slider.
Oh yeah, it's definitely got curved edges. Yeah. It's gotta be.
It's kind of like an edge.
Look, you get this thing going. You got your Candy camera on there. You got your Bing. And you got Google stuff on there. You got a full QWERTY keyboard. You got a front facing speaker. This is a tight looking phone.
Yeah, if this came out 4 years ago, it would have sold.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine?
Been king of the world. But
look. Okay, so if you look at the pictures underneath where it has like the email, for sure it's Galaxy S6 Edge with a vertical slider.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And BlackBerry. BBM on this thing.
So you can't go wrong, is what you're saying. This is the must-have phone of the year.
Can you imagine here's the deal then. If the camera somehow isn't the worst thing ever,
oh my goodness,
like, all of us would potentially consider it, I bet.
Honestly, play games on your phone, get some emulators on there, you can play right there. It's not bad.
I'm never buying this thing.
Ever. What if it's like 300 off contract though?
No, I'll send it to you.
Buy it.
I'll give it straight to you.
I will. Oh my gosh, it's got on-screen buttons. This thing's gorgeous. I don't know what's the problem with it.
It has on-screen buttons. It maybe even has a giant speaker on the bottom too. But
and it doesn't look that thick either.
I think I'm fully detached from keyboards at this point in my life. I don't think I need one.
As in, you need the detachable keyboard with your Galaxy
S6. Yeah, I was going to say, except wait until I buy that thing. Slap that.
That thing looks terrible.
Yes,
it does. This thing looks amazing. Like, it's murdered out black. Like, it just looks so good. If this phone had existed, like, if this would have been the Droid 3, oh my goodness. Because I always wanted, like, I bought a Pre-2 because I love the idea of a vertical slider. Like,
do we know the specs on this thing? Factor. Does it just have a crap processor and screen? Like, is the screen... S6 Edge 720p. Like, do we know any of that stuff? We don't, right?
I don't think we know anything because all we have is the stuff from EvLeaks, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it has OIS camera though.
EvLeaks, I believe.
Stop it.
EvLeaks.
Poor Marquez. Was it Marquez that did that?
It might have been. It might have been.
Shout out to MKBHD.
Oh, I'm serious though. Like, this looks like a slick phone. If it has a good processor in it and a good camera, like, sold.
I can tell you serious because a lot of people are pretty serious about this. Like, some dude in the comments just said, "Oh, Wade County just said BlackBerry Venice looks nice as F." Like, people are really excited about this.
It looks really good. Like, look, I get it. Maybe you don't. You know, everybody's into the digital keyboards now. Happened for a while, and I'll admit it. I can type way faster in there than I ever could on a physical keyboard, but. Yeah. Fact that I can, like, if it's when it's closed, like around Galaxy S6 size, like that's fine, great. You know, when I want to use the keyboard, I can slide it out. It's got a front-facing speaker. How many phones have an actual front-facing speaker that's any good? Not that many. It's got the curved edges. They don't look as bad as the S6 Edge. So if it's got a good, you know, a good angle on there, that's great for when you got all your slide-out menus in Android. It's got on-screen buttons. If it has a good camera and a good processor and plenty of RAM, sold. Like that's a great phone right there. I don't care if BlackBerry makes it. Reality is they've always made good hardware. They've always had crappy software.
Yeah.
So if you do an all Android phone with Google services and all that stuff, done. Like that should be a no brainer.
I think you're being a little too much. I think
no,
I think you're expecting too much from BlackBerry, honestly.
The comments on this thing are like 8 out of 10 are people saying this is awesome.
And people saying they missed Dupree.
Legit. It won't be legit.
Oh, it will be. Say. It'll be too legit to quit. You'll be stuck on that thing,
not
man.
Not going to lie, this does interest me a little bit. Mainly because it's something different. Where are you people coming from?
These are the same people that stick the S Pen in backwards, I'm telling you.
These are my people.
This is hilarious.
We're gonna have to start a Venice cult.
Somebody did call it the Droidberry Edge.
Droidberry Edge, that's pretty sweet.
That's good. I don't know, this thing looks really good.
This phone looks sexy. There's that many X's and Y's in this guy's comment. Yeah, I'm oddly excited by this. I miss my pre. Is that you, Ron? Did you write that?
That's my other account I use.
This actually sounds really cool. Great job, BlackBerry. Like, double exclamation mark. All right, I gotta get out of this, or we'll be here all day talking about this stupid BlackBerry Venice phone.
Oh, it looks so good.
When it comes out, Ron, it is all yours.
It's gonna be on Sprint, just like the pre all over again.
Didn't this story say something like it's coming to all? Yeah, launch on all four major carriers. In November.
This looks so good, guys. Let's all get them. We can BBM together. I'll give you my BBM pin.
You want to line up?
We should. I will line up day one. Yes.
Oh, all right, so we're pushing an hour. What do you guys want to finish with? Well, just quickly, Android Wear got an update. Now it has interactive watch faces, which just means you can tap on them and they do things. It's kind of a nice little update, but your Moto 360 will probably never get it.
Oh.
If it does, it'll be 6 months from now. Everybody else's watch already has it, by the way. There's a Galaxy Tab S2 that's available for pre-order and a G-Pad 2 10.1, and I don't think anyone buys tablets anymore, right?
Tablets suck.
I mean, like people aren't even buying iPads anymore, so yeah. I don't think anyone's
Think part of that is because they keep working, and like people don't like if you're not using it like all day every day like you are a phone. I think you like I saw my iPad 3rd gen. I hate it, but it still works fine. I can still read comics on it, which is basically all I use my tablet for anyway. So as long as it keeps doing that, and the battery lasts for days and days and days, so like. That's the thing. Is like people don't use them for a lot. They use it for web browsing and maybe reading or watching.
And like, watching shows and movies.
Yeah, like watching YouTube and stuff like that. Like it's, you don't need a lot to do that stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, tablets. Yeah. Let's see. I wrote a story called "Every Android Phone Still Has a Butt" in 2015. Do you guys want to? We could save that for another show.
Well, this story made national news. I mean, if you want to talk about it.
All right, so what we can try to do quickly, unless I guess you guys really want to go off on this, but basically I said in 2015, why do all Android phones still include a butt? Meaning, why are they always missing something? Like when you explain a phone, because I've had a few people ask me recently, like, which phone should I buy? And I go, well, you could get like the Galaxy S6, but its battery life kind of sucks. Or you could get the Nexus 6 because it gets updates and, you know, the camera's okay, whatever, but it's a giant whale. And, like, do you want to use this giant whale? And, like, the Moto X Play, same thing. Like, it sounds really awesome, but Motorola's never really made – I'm sorry, the Pure Edition. But Motorola's never really put a good camera, and it's also a whale. And the OnePlus 2 sounds great, but it doesn't have NFC or an SD card slot or fast charging or any of that stuff, and you can't order one. And so, like, I just kind of went down this list, and it's not like I came to a conclusion other than, like, this seems really stupid. Like, it's 2015. Why does it seem like there still isn't a phone that you could go, well, this is a perfect phone? Like, if somebody asked me, what phone should I buy today on Verizon or AT&T, I should be able to go, this phone's awesome. And you won't have any regrets, and it'll be perfect for you, and it'll work perfectly for you. And maybe the Note 5 is it. I don't know. Although it's
just
giant.
Just don't use the stylus.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe you don't want a giant phone, you know? And it also doesn't have an SD card slot or a removable battery. They took out the IR blaster. I mean, like, you know, those are all little things that aren't really big.
But I feel like those kinds of things, like with the Note 5, like, that's probably going to be, like, I think that'll be my choice of phone of the year unless something, like, crazy happens with Motorola. Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's got a killer camera. It is big, but look, I'm coming from a 5C. This is a tiny little baby phone.
Yeah.
It's, like, yes, it's big, but every phone is big. That's the reality.
Right.
So, like, considering its size, it's very easy to hold in the hand. The fingerprint scanner works the vast majority of the time. I think you guys both don't have issues. It's just me because I have weird thumbs or something.
Yeah, like, I don't have any issues.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's a really, really good phone. And hey, maybe TouchWiz will slow down and jank it up in a few months. Maybe, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But, like, assuming it doesn't, I'd say the only bad thing on this is battery life. But I don't know any phone that's really good with battery life besides, like, the Turbo or whatever. Like, I don't know anything that actually goes 2 days, you know, with heavy usage. So, I mean, that doesn't have an IR blaster? Does anybody actually use that? I know one person that uses that.
I don't know, but they are pulling it. The S6 Edge Plus doesn't have it either. It's like a cost-cutting measure, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I think most people don't use it. I think that's the reality.
Right. I didn't use it. I tried to set up a couple of those TV apps, and they always seem to suck. So
they're terrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really know, like, what the ending here is. I was just pointing out the fact that all of these phones still have, like, issues. You know, like, Sony phones, they have all this, like, best-in-class battery. They last for, like, 4 days, but their cameras are terrible, and you can't buy them anywhere.
And skin sucks.
And their skin's actually pretty terrible.
Their skin sucks. The camera's pretty good, though, actually, on the Sonys, I feel.
I just feel like they're slow. They're not instant like the Galaxy S6.
They are a little slower, that's true.
Like, you can take good pictures, but, like, I can take a good picture with the Moto X. It just takes a while. Or the Nexus 6.
Well, there's a difference between it takes 20 shots and it just takes a little while to focus, and then you get that one picture that's great.
Right.
Like, the Sonys just take a little while to focus. That's
they
it.
Do.
If they would have just released last year's Moto X with, you know, updated specs or whatever, and gave it the awesome camera that the Pure Edition is supposed to have, I mean, that would almost be, like, the perfect phone for me, because expandable storage really isn't all that big of a deal to me. And neither is a removable battery all too much. So for me, a perfect phone would have just been the Moto X from last year, like the second gen, with a leather back and an awesome camera. And that perfect phone. That's just me, though.
Yeah. The, you know, your battery life, I think, thing is there, right? Like, if they made it like the Moto X Play that has this giant 3630 battery, right, and had a good camera, like, that phone could potentially be the perfect, except you can't buy it here. You know, it also doesn't have wireless charging. Not that that's like a killer, but
no. But that is nice to have.
Yeah,
like every single time.
The Note 5 might be the closest because, like, yeah, it doesn't have an SD card slot and the no IR blaster. Like, most people could live without those two things.
They can live without
it's
that.
It's got
honestly, like,
the,
yeah, and it starts at 32 gigs on, like, a stupid iPhone that still starts at 16 because Apple is so freaking cheap. Like,
you don't need any more than that, says Tim Cook. And if you like do, you got to pay.
That's right. You have to pay the piper.
Don't you even have to pay for iCloud storage, right?
You get 5 gigs free. They're very generous.
Only
with that.
5 gigs?
You get 5 gigabytes.
Google, I get unlimited GBs and Wi-Fis.
A lot with Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I think, honestly, though, like, the Note 5, for most people, unless you don't want a giant phone, but honestly, you can't get a not-giant phone anywhere. What's the not-giant phone? It doesn't exist.
Not flagship level, yeah, no. They're all pretty big. Oh, I mean, the Galaxy S6 is not a giant phone, I don't think.
No. Well, especially now that, like, the holdout was always the iPhones, but now those are all big, too, so. Yeah. really, it's like you can't get a small phone unless you want
a small phone is a 5-inch phone now. Yeah.
Basically. So,
anyways, so that was just something I wrote up that apparently I got a ton of hate for. I
think MKBHD did a really great video too.
Yeah, MKBHD did a video follow up basically afterwards, which was great.
And it was basically how all of my conversations with people go.
Yeah, I mean, like I've had friends recently ask me, and then this week somebody, or I guess like the day that I wrote that, which finally sparked me to write that. Yeah, all those conversations, you go, this phone, no. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when I ask people what they want, like I'll give them something based on that. Like I'll give them a couple options, but there's always caveats with them. It's like, but you might run into this, but you might run into this. It's like.
It's BS, dude. And anytime someone asks me, I just try and think of like the newest phone out and just get that because it'll have the latest version of Android, and usually that's like
for
kind
at
of
least
important.
2 months.
Right.
Yeah, at least 2 months tops, maybe.
Well, I kind of personally am looking for a new phone because I change a lot, but I still have a phone that tends to be like a daily phone, and I was on the Galaxy S6 for a long time, and it's just pissing me off right now. So I've been on the hunt for something, and I couldn't even think of something that I want. So.
Note.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it could be the Note, but yeah, we've got Moto things and Nexus, so I can't even commit to that. Whatever. It's a never-ending cycle, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. All right. Quickly, apps and games. Ron, go. All
right. My game is an app called 1010. Loading it up right here. So basically, I don't know if you guys can see that, but it's basically like Tetris. And so what you do is you just put the little blocks wherever you want, and you don't run out of the new ones down there until you put all three up. Once you put all three up, you get three more. And if you fill in a line, it goes away. So it's just like Tetris, but it goes both ways. And you don't get new things until you get rid of all three. So that's where you can get stuck, because maybe it'll give you like a giant one that you can't fit anywhere, and then you start over. So it's called 1010. It's free. If you want to get rid of the ads, it's $2. So not bad. Check it out. My wife and I have been playing it nonstop.
Can you play with the S Pen?
Let's find out. Let's find out live on air. Let's see if we can play with the S Pen.
You could be like the best 10 player ever with the S Pen.
Right? Just think about it. Okay, let's see.
Until it air commands over and crashes and you lose like your highest score of all time. It
doesn't
work.
S Pen. Doesn't work.
That sucks. I totally S Pen that game.
Gotta use your finger like an animal. But it's great.
You're nothing but a monkey. Like an animal.
So let's see, sort of Android related, but Kosh of Clockwork Mod fame and Allcast and all that stuff, he released a Chrome app called Visor, and it allows you, when if you plug your phone in, turn on USB debugging to mirror your phone to your computer, and then you can actually share that mirrored session with somebody else. Could be completely across the internet, doesn't have to be on a local network, and it's kind of cool. And for now, it's free in sort of a public beta. But once it goes out of beta, there's going to be a free option that probably doesn't do much, and then there's like paid tiers after that. I think he kind of sees it as more of a support thing or a developer tool, so it's not necessarily for us to use. But anyways, he released it, and it's free right now in beta, so if you want to play with it, grab it. It's called Visor, V-Y-S-O-R. Yeah. Tim, you got something?
Yes. I wanted to talk about Fallout Shelter because it's all I've been talking about for like the past few days. When it first came out, I was like, no big deal. Like, I wasn't really like a huge Fallout fan or anything like that, more like Call of Duty and crap like that. But Fallout Shelter, everyone was talking about it. It became like number one downloaded free app in Google Play. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. So reluctantly, I downloaded it, and I've just been totally hooked ever since. Basically, it's apocalypse times. The world is in. You can't live on the surface, so everyone has to live down in these like bunkers, these caves, these dwellers inside of a vault. And you are the overseer of this vault, and you must create jobs and food and water, and send people out to the wasteland to bring back bottle caps that you use as your money. And you give them guns, and things happen. Raiders come and try to attack you. It's a lot, you know. It's kind of, it reminds me a lot of Sim Tower. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Sim Tower, but basically create a little world. And it's like a little simulated world, and each character has its own little name and a little health bar. and you get them together and they can make babies. And it's actually a really cool game. I've been trying to, you know, everyone I see, I'm like, oh, hey, have you heard of, like, Fallout Shelter? And because it was on iOS, I believe, for quite a bit before it came to Android. So I've been enjoying it. I like games that just kind of, like, make me zone out. Like, I get really kind of just in the zone when it comes to Fallout Shelter. So, you know, it's better than, you know, Crossy Road or Tiny Wings or... Well, wait, no. Not better than Tiny Wings. Better than Angry Birds. Tiny Wings is the best.
Forever and ever.
Yeah, why can't Tiny Wings come to Android? But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Fallout Shelter, it's free to download on Google Play. Like, and it is, like, completely free to play. Like, you do not need to pay any money to get the best out of this game. There are in-app purchases where you can, like, purchase lunch boxes that give you just more money or different characters and weapons and stuff, but not necessary. You can get all that stuff yourself. So, anyway, Fallout Shelter, free to download on Google Play. Check it out.
Sweet.
Check it out.
All right, I think that's it for us, then. Long show. Lots to talk about. Lots going
on. We started a little late, so actually it's not all that long. That's true. Been an hour, 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Not too bad, I guess. All right, cool. Any final thoughts on anything?
Shout out to everyone who hung out with us in the chat, and you're all so sweet. Saying super sweet things today.
Such sweet people. Tim loves you.
Make me feel real good.
Tim loves you. All right, cool. All right, we'll wrap that. Thanks for joining us. I know it was a random Wednesday, but... yeah, episode 90 in the books.
Bye, Ron. Blowing your kisses.
Deal show, peace.